this broadcast.
WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is time for the championship edition of Racing Talk Radio. We are presented by Optimize You, and as always, we are right here on Rock 105 every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. And today, well, today we tie a bow on the 2024 season, and we place that bow firmly atop the head of your now three-time Sprint Cup champion, Joey Logano. Congrats to the number 22 Penske Penzel. I wanted to say Dodge, but that's years ago. The Penzel Ford of Joey Logano as the captain, Roger Penske, goes three for the last three. Big win for Joey, not only the race, but the season. Now becoming a three-time champion and putting himself on the short list of drivers that can claim that accomplishment. So we have got a whole lot to get to. Well, of course, it's NASCAR, so you got lots of people mad. You got people saying the format was jacked, that he's not even the best driver. What would it be without a little consternation after a championship? Sit back, relax, let's get to this. Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr, and sitting across from me, you know what? I don't know if he's been a three-time champion, but he's got surely a champion of something sometime other than showing up every Monday at 6. Sean Whitfield, Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. It is hard to believe that we had the final chapter of the 36-race season of the NASCAR Cup Series yesterday.
Yeah, we were able to see Joey Logano do something your Georgia Bulldogs weren't able to do, and that was get a win this weekend. Sorry, I just had
you
to.
You know, there's
since you've become a football fan and really paying attention, I have always been a football fan.
As I was telling you earlier, I've always been a football fan. However, now that I have to sound like I know what I'm talking about on the radio, I do a lot of homework.
Yes.
And pay a whole lot more attention to all the details of SEC football.
And your hot take of the weekend was, why can't these kids stay off this godforsaken field? They got to get better security in there.
Yeah.
That is the most old man take ever about an upset.
Somebody
like
could get hurt. That's liability. That's liability on a university.
They paid good money for that grass.
That's right. What if somebody got hurt and sued the university? And of course, the SEC, you know, you and I were talking for the show today that these $250,000 fines that are coming down from the SEC commissioner's office with sportsmanship and then tearing the goalpost down and all that kind of stuff is really not a drop in the bucket.
It's pocket change for the SEC. They're just like, oh, you need that? Yeah, that's fine.
Here just like go. The way it is in NASCAR.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why they've got to do more than just money.
Roger Penske, you know, here's a man that just won his third title in a row. If you fine him $100,000, he'd walk over to the nearest Lexus or whatever and bring it back in cash probably.
Yeah, let me Venmo you that real quick.
What emoji do you use to pay a fine?
For sure. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about regarding NASCAR, but before we do, man, I was scrolling through my Facebook yesterday and I see our boy Casey Orr all dressed up and styling and profiling. What did you have going on this weekend?
Oh, the daddy-daughter dance at OLPH. So I got to get all dressed up. So did Evelyn. Of course, she looked way better than I did, but that's to be expected. And then we got to go to the daddy-daughter dance. So me and my buddy Brad and his daughter Arden, We went to Mass once again. I kept looking for you guys, didn't see you.
Well, I don't remember the invitation.
Then we took our girls to their favorite place to eat for dinner, Chick-fil-A, and we were, not surprisingly, the most dressed up people at Chick-fil-A.
Did you get dinner reservations to go there?
That's about the only thing you didn't need there. Went to Chick-fil-A, then we got to let them be cool and walk next door to Starbucks. And then
oh, they're into Starbucks?
Well, you get like a steamer, which is basically steamed milk, but they'll put the pumpkin spice flavor in it, and you get the Starbucks cup, and so you get to you get to be 10-year-old and still feel cool.
I was going to say, that's dangerous, introducing your kids to Starbucks
not
at such a young age.
Getting them all hopped up on caffeine yet.
Well, I'm talking about how expensive they are.
Then we went to the daddy-daughter dance, which anybody that's ever been to one of those, you walk in, you take your picture, and then immediately all the girls run and hang out with their buddies and dance and do all this stuff while the dads kind of form a line at the back and check our phones to see what the Georgia score was, you know, or whatever game was on at that time. And then every 10th song, they would play like a slow dance song. And then you would go out with your daughter, kind of slow dance with her. And then it would be back to Taylor Swift. And the dads walk back to the back and go, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, hey, you got this one pulled up. So, yeah, it was fun.
So was there a lot of little girls and dads there?
I had a big turnout. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. Have you done that before?
Yes. This was, I thought this was my last year, but it turns out you can go all the way up. There were some sixth and seventh graders there, so I might be doing it next year. I hope not.
No, my question was, had you done this before? So you've been to this event before?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, every year.
All right. So how long have you been doing it then?
Since Evelyn started going to school there. So ever since like first grade, I guess, or second grade.
Started young.
Yeah. Oh, there are a bunch of Litleys there. You just let them go nuts.
Gotcha. Because see, when my girls were exposed to that, it seemed like it didn't really start till like they were 12 or 13.
Well, you know what? They may have just told you that because they didn't want you to go.
There could be some of that.
They've seen you dance.
But, you know, you Catholics do start partying at a lot earlier age.
You know what? You can never start too early. Get them used to it.
Because this is a Catholic event, isn't it?
Well, no, it's open to anybody. But, yes, yeah. OLPH is a Catholic school.
Yeah. But, I did that with each daughter, and neither one of them was crazy about it. And I wanted to do it a second going around, and, you know, that just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, so there were a few sixth and seventh graders, but, you know, pretty soon it's like, oh, dad, you know, you get that whole thing, and they don't want to be around you. So that's coming.
Yeah, see, I started too late in life with them because it seems like they were both around 10 or 11. Had I started early like you did, it might have turned out to be a little bit different for me. And I was a little disappointed. Than the fact that neither one of them wanted to do it for a second go around, but you know, you just have to move forward and live with it.
You know, then the next time you dance is at one of them's wedding, and you remember, you know, that wasn't too long ago.
Well,
that was actually courthouse.
I was hoping to do that. My youngest is still in college, but the oldest, as you know, got married a couple of years ago, and I was hoping for that, but you know. Her and her husband had different plans. They wanted to just be them, and dad wasn't included, mom wasn't included, and family members weren't included, and so on.
I think it's sweet how you say they had other plans. Your daughter had other plans, and she said, come on, we're doing this, and your son-in-law said, okay.
Well, yeah.
Yes, dear.
That's a good
smart guy.
That's a good way to put it, because she definitely is in control, but... Well, that's cool. Glad you had a good time. The way you described it is exactly the way I remember it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's just the business model for a daddy-daughter dance.
Yeah. You just sit back like, hey, you got the game on. What game do you have on your phone? All right, I'll stream this one.
Yeah. So anything else fun?
No, then, you know, I had a... my cousin Leslie came into town to see some of her girlfriends. She came in from Arkansas. And so I hadn't seen her in a few years. So I went down to the market yesterday and got to see my cousin.
Big band or what was going on?
It was big band, and it wasn't near as busy as some of the other ones, but I think maybe the weather had some, but it was gorgeous. And we walked next door and ate at Naked River, and had a good time. Hmm. And then back home. And
is that a good place?
Just in time to see your Falcons blow it against the Saints.
Oh, that's right. You got that Sunday ticket, don't you?
Well, I have the red zone.
Or the red zone. See, I was bummed out. I didn't get to watch it because it wasn't on local Fox.
Which is weird. I don't know why they wouldn't have had that.
Yeah, I mean, they had the Cowboy or the Falcons game the weekend before with the Cowboys, but that Naked River you just mentioned, is that a good place?
Yeah, delicious. Yeah.
And that's over by Finley Stadium?
Finley Stadium, lots of different beers, which I know you don't like, but they have some other stuff, and then their food's really good, too.
And what would you compare it to that I would be familiar with?
Do you remember Terminal?
Yeah.
Okay, it's very Terminal-esque.
Okay.
So, good food, cool place to hang out, the weather's good, you know, there's some place to sit out and watch people walk by, so it's fun.
Yeah. Well, I did a little work around the house.
No, shocker.
Was over here some at the office and watched plenty of football. This time of the year, I don't get a lot of work done at home because football is, you know, distracting. And of course, I got to gym both days.
I cleaned my gutters out on Saturday, hopped up on the roof and did the whole thing.
Man.
So I did more yard work than you this weekend?
I think you did.
That's a first.
Yeah, I blew a few leaves, but you probably blew more leaves than I did.
Here's the thing. You blow them now, and 20 minutes later, it's like you hadn't done anything. It's just like, what's the point?
Yeah. Last question, how did those Oklahoma State Cowboys do?
Ooh, man, we're setting records right now, Sean. We are not only will not go to a bowl game for the first time since Mike Gundy's first year as head coach, we're god-awful. We have two more games to go. The only thing really worth watching is to see if by somehow – we upset Dion in Colorado, but I don't think that's going to happen. So, you know, just I'm, at this point, I'm starting to think of picking up a new hobby during the fall.
I think you should choose a different team.
I can't do that. Who am I going to cheer for? Georgia?
Yeah.
Have you seen have you seen how your quarterback texts the ladies now?
No, I haven't paid any attention.
Well, I tell you what.
I am sort of.
Shame.
I am anti-Carson Beck right now. Yeah, so he's not been texting appropriate texts?
Yeah, just and some of the girls he was texting let out his information, so he's been getting lots of phone calls from different fan bases today. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Where do you seek all this information?
Well, you know what? The socials.
Oh,
plus, okay. There's a young guy in my office, and so I just go to him for things now.
I was just curious, because as I had shared with you, I'm paying a lot more attention to what's going on online.
Well, during the break, news. I'm going to pull up some screenshots and really get you.
And I was just wanting to get you to let me in on where the cool SEC college football websites are. And with that said, I also want to let folks know or remind you, join us each and every Saturday morning right here on Rock 105 for College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty. It's SEC football at its best. Nothing but SEC football. And you can catch it here on Rock 105 or our sister station, 103.7 KISS FM. You can join Jim Gumm and myself, and we'll be talking college football all the way through the end of December. All right, we are presented to you by Optimize U, broadcasting from the Optimize U studio. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. So we got a lot of NASCAR to break down, as we'll be continuing talking about Phoenix. That and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize U. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize U, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeUCenters.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, at least, for this Monday and the next. That's right, the 2024 Cup season is over. Today, we're about to recap Joey Logano's third championship season of his career. What a run through the playoffs after barely qualifying for the playoffs. Man, couldn't have been scripted any better for the 22, and it puts him on the short list, I would say, for the Hall of Fame. He was already going there, but now in true rarefied air, plus team owner, the captain, Roger Penske, that gives him three in a row. It gives Ford three in a row as what they're calling even-yeared Logano continues to just dominate on years that end in even numbers. So, especially with the chase format. But a lot of people are upset with the playoff format. I called it chase format. It's the playoff format now. Did we really get the guy who deserves it winning it? I would say yes, but of course,
I would agree.
Online, people still have to complain about something. And Sean, there's no race next weekend because the season's over. However, you and I will be here as we, do our official season recap show, hopefully including the presentation of the Shawnee Awards.
Yes, and we're going to have also a guest joining us.
Oh, who do we have lined up?
It's going to be a surprise. Going to be a surprise. So we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to also talk about what the 2025 season is going to look like. We're going to talk a little bit later today about where things are, what the latest is in the 2311 and Front Row Motorsport lawsuit against NASCAR. Perhaps we may have some more information next week to share because, you know, I think that's going to be a continuous week-by-week drama to review, to watch and see what happens. And I think it's going to continue to unfold. And between now and Daytona, it's going to be interesting to see how all that ends up or if it's even settled by Daytona.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at some of the pictures from this weekend and, you know, they're taking the picture with the trophy and you got Joey Logano's wife up there. He also looks like his crew chief and we got wives and kids and all that kind of stuff. And it, that's kind of, I think that was kind of unique to NASCAR. Like that's probably the official team picture. Whereas I don't know that, I mean, we can all remember Drew Brees holding his little son when he won the, just got through winning the Super Bowl, but I don't know. It just kind of reminiscent of, I guess the NASCAR's kind of family forward thing. And of course also this weekend, Martin Truex Jr.'s last ride was this weekend. So,
it was kind of sad to see
driving off into the sunset. On a very distinguished and Hall of Fame career. So, you know, one veteran gets his third championship, one veteran hangs his helmet up.
Yeah. And the storylines that we've had in NASCAR and we continue to have every year, sometimes it's almost like you couldn't write them any better. Because here we are going into the Final Four thinking that Joey Logano was out of it. And then he's brought in due to the mistake that a driver with Hendrick Motorsports, where they failed inspection. And, you know, I've heard a little criticism today that Joey wasn't worthy because he didn't really get it. Well, no, the truth is he is worthy. He made it into the Final Four according to how the rules are established. And he played the game how it's to be played. And Penske Racing is a first-class organization. It just goes to show the with the leadership and the history that Roger Penske and Penske Racing has in motorsports. They do well in everything that they're a part of. And then to see two Penske drivers fighting it out for the championship and fighting it out for the win is something that it doesn't really surprise me. And I think it was a great ending to the 2024 season.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney said he could get to Joey Logano, but just couldn't get around him. Didn't do anything stupid, wreck a teammate to get a championship, even though I'm sure that kind of crossed his mind. And yeah, Sean, listen, is it ideal? Do you think Joey Logano wanted to get into the playoffs on a technicality? No, but guess what? You're exactly it. Those them's the rules, and he got in via the rules. And then what did he do once he got in? Just started winning races.
Yeah.
And captured a championship. To me, it's the same as winning a rain-delayed race. It's not how you want it to go down. It's not like, oh, boy, that's awesome. But according to the rules, you won the race. So you take it and go. And that's exactly what Joey did. And listen, you know, here's a guy, and I think we had this talk not long ago about, you know, it seemed like Joey, it took a little while to get his career off and running. The guy whose nickname was Sliced Bread, and he literally won this first race after he turned 18, I think, or something like that, in what was in the Busch Series, the Xfinity Series. But when it came to the Cup, would win a race or two every year, but never, almost like he just never fulfilled the expectation. And then he goes to Penske.
Well, it looked like his career was going nothing but down. He even got terminated from Joe Gibbs Racing.
Yeah, it never took off. He goes to Penske, kind of has a career reset. And now, Sean, three championships.
Isn't it interesting how we see that from time to time? We see a driver that appears to be at the end of his game or the end of his career, and he's young in age, like we saw with Martin Truex Jr. as an example. And then they align themselves with the right people in the right team, and they turn everything around. Kyle Larson's another example where they turn things around, have nothing but success, have a lot of years further down the road where they run successfully, win races, and lo and behold, they end up winning a championship.
So Joey Logano wins his third championship. This is the list of drivers he joins that also have three NASCAR championships. Lee Petty, David Pearson, Cale Yarborough, Darrell Waltrip, Tony Stewart. What do all those drivers have in common as well? NASCAR Hall of Fame drivers. Now you add Joey Logano to that list. I think we all knew he was probably going to be a Hall of Famer, but Sean, he is. Listen, he's one championship away from joining your buddy Jeff Gordon as the only people with four. Strangely, there are three people with seven. So go.
And here's the thing about it is Joey's not but 34 years old. He's still got, if he wants to, he's got a good 6, 8, 9 years of racing ahead. I don't know that he'd run that much longer, but he's still got a lot of good years of racing ahead. He could end up beating Jeff Gordon's championship career. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we didn't see Joey Logano to land a couple of more championships before the end of his career.
Well, certainly has the team. He we've talked about it before. Joey Logano in this format is very good. Something about the putting his back against the wall brings out the best in him. And now I would have to say, as we sit here in 2024, if he'd have told me that the kid they called Sliced Bread was going to end up winning three NASCAR championships, I'd say he met and exceeded expectations, and this is exactly where we sit. So, listen, I've got a buddy that does not follow NASCAR very much, and he texted me, who is this guy? He has a very punchable face. So I think as far as...
Is that because he's always smiling?
as far as popularity goes, or maybe the way Joey can come across to some people, he's not probably as likable as some of the other champions. But I don't find him unlikable. And, I think he represents the sport very well. And the results he gets on track, absolutely undeniable.
I think a lot of Joey Logano. I think he's an outstanding driver. I also think he's an outstanding person. His foundation is doing and has done a lot for the people of Western Carolina. He and his race team, as well as his foundation, have been playing a very important role in the recovery and the help needed from the hurricane that hit Western Carolina several weeks back. I think he's a great family man. I think he's a good person. On the racetrack, he's a fierce competitor. He's not all about who he can be friends with on the racetrack. And I just admire his style. He seems to always have a good attitude. And I think he represents his sponsors well. And I think once he's done with racing, I think he's possibly got a bright future in the broadcast booth if he chose to do that. Because when he has done that in the NASCAR Xfinity Series on Fox, he does a great job.
Yeah, he actually very knowledgeable. Guy's been racing all his life. Where exactly is Joey Logano from, Sean? I think this may surprise some people if they're not as familiar with Joey Logano, but we think of the mecca of NASCAR.
Is it Oklahoma?
Oh no, no. I don't think there's ever been a championship driver from Oklahoma. But NASCAR is a southern sport. Or on the West Coast. It seems to be like where a lot of the drivers are. Joey Logano is from Connecticut, Sean. And I think he may be the first Connecticut-born NASCAR champion. We have our research staff efforting that right now.
Oh, okay. Well, Connecticut is a little bit of a dot on the map compared to most states. So never even gave that any thought, actually.
But, like, how does a kid from Connecticut end up being such a good NASCAR driver? You can't imagine.
Yeah.
The racing circuit's good up there, but what do we know? Mike Joy has up east. He has distributors, doesn't he? Isn't he?
Yeah, he's a Sunoco Racing gasoline distributor with another gentleman up in that part of the country. New England Race Fuels.
Yeah, New England. So maybe there is a bit of a thriving race scene.
I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend, and he said, you know, it just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem right. The Final Four should be the way it is and Denny Hamlin not be there. And I got to thinking, I thought, well, it's not that I don't think Denny Hamlin is worthy to be there, because he certainly is. However, Denny Hamlin has not won a race since June. So unless you're winning races... especially in the final 10 of the championship, you don't deserve to be in the Final Four. So that's something that I think some people don't take notice of.
Yeah, and there was a certain part this summer when he was running pretty good. You know, Denny won some races this year, and it's almost like, if not this year, when? When is he going to be able to pull it together? And it's just another, I mean... He's done everything but be a champion. And how many more, especially now that you own a team that's in a lawsuit with NASCAR, how many more years, how many more times are you going to be in the position to get that championship win? It's got to be weighing heavy on Denny. And you know what? He'll continue to be, at least for now, the most successful NASCAR driver to never win a championship.
He'll go in the history books with Mark Martin.
He has taken Martin's mantle away.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Phoenix Raceway. The final season race, final race of the season, race number 36. And as we've been discussing, Joey Logano got the win, age 34 years old, driving the number 22 Ford Shell Pennzoil. It was his 36th victory in 579 NASCAR Cup Series races. It's his fourth victory and 13th top 10 finish in 2024. If I'm not mistaken, Casey, wasn't yesterday his third win in the championship?
Yeah, Logano won. So he won the very first race after he made it into the playoffs, and I believe has won just about every round.
Yeah. This is his fourth victory and 17th top 10 finish in 32 races at Phoenix Raceway. The champ from last year, Ron Blaney, came in second. Very competitive race there at the end. Ron Blaney gave it all he had, even had to have some medical assistance after the race. Posted his 13th top 10 finish in 18 races at Phoenix Raceway. It's his 18th top 10 finish in 2024. William Byron came in third, posted his 8th top 10 finish in 14 races at Phoenix Raceway. In fourth spot, we had Kyle Larson, fifth, Christopher Bell, sixth, Tyler Reddick, seventh, Bubba Wallace, eighth, Chase Elliott, ninth, Chris Buescher, and 10th, Daniel Suarez.
Other drivers of note, Denny Hamlin finished 11th, Alex Bowman 14th, Brad Keselowski finished his year 15th. Martin Truex Jr., his very last race in the Cup Series, Sean, he started number one but finished 17th. Ross Chastain 19th. Jimmy Johnson was in this race. I love to mention it because it angers Sean, but he's a 26th place
finish. He is so tarnishing his legacy.
And Stenhouse Jr., 33rd, and pulling up the rear, number 54, Ty Gibbs.
So when you look at that top 10 playoff drivers, the top three were all playoff drivers. Then you get down to sixth spot, Tyler Reddick in sixth position. So there was only four playoff drivers in the final or in the top 10 of the race. Isn't it always... I don't know if the word interesting or fascinating, I don't know which you would say, that it seems like every year in the final race of the season that one of the final four drivers is racing for the win in the end.
Yeah, it's I don't think it's a great look for NASCAR because what are the chances? But at the same time, you do not want to be the driver that races the guy or the teams that have a chance at the championship a little too hard and ends up wrecking them. So it's like they're given all this. Like if we run this Phoenix race 6 weeks earlier, I guarantee it's a completely different result just because guys aren't giving each other as much leeway. But that's kind of one of the things about the format and maybe one of the things people really don't like. But yeah, it is weird how it seems to happen that way.
Do you really feel like that there's a lot of folks that do not like the format? I haven't sensed that, perhaps like you have.
Well, there's a, you know, on the radio, you've got people calling in. I listened to some of the XM stuff today and people, and it could just be, you know, Logano's doesn't have the biggest fan base. So people are how could my guy, you know, how could Ryan and Blaney won that? But if you look at the deep dive and statistics, Joey Logano didn't rank first in a lot of the categories. Yeah. In fact, nowhere near it. So how do you have a champion that wasn't even what some people are considered the best racer all year? I understand that, yeah. But vice versa, how many times do you see it in professional sports? It's not the best team. It was who was best when it mattered. And if that's the criteria, Joey Logano wins hands down.
I think the system we currently have is a good one. If I was to have the authority to change it, I don't know of another system that I could come up with that I think could outdo it. So I think a lot of times if you're going to be critical of something, you want to have a better mousetrap. And I'm not aware of a better mousetrap that we could create other than what NASCAR has introduced. And it's produced great racing. It's added the entertainment, the excitement, the drama, all those different things that people enjoy about NASCAR. So...
yeah,
I've been very pleased.
I think it has created. There's never a perfect system, but it's created plenty of drama.
Yeah,
it's been very exciting. It's made races matter more, which is always a good thing.
All right, if you're someone out there listening and you've missed any episode of Racing Talk Radio, or if you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us in podcast. Just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. When you do, hit the subscribe button or follow button, and then that way you'll get notifications every time we post another show, and it always comes out by Tuesday morning. You can also find it, all the past shows, at our website, racingtalkradio.com. Again, go to your favorite podcast platform, Racing Talk Radio Download. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. Thank you so much for joining us. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You, Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, at least, for one more Monday. The season's over. Joey Logano is your champion. And next Monday is the final Racing Talk Radio of the year. We will hand out the Shawnee Awards. We will tie a bow on the season. We will look ahead to 2025, which is surprisingly less than 2 months around the corner. Wow. Thanksgiving, 2 weeks away.
Did it seem like it flew by to you?
This has been a weird year all the way around for me. But yes, it has flown. There have been times it's flown by. Thanksgiving coming up 2 weeks, and then Christmas. So, yeah. Man. Hey, let me ask you, do you and Mrs. Whitfield, do y'all have a limit you set on one another for Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. What is that limit?
Zero.
No, okay, that's not going to work. But do y'all have that talk and just say, hey, no more than X amount of dollars? You know, I'm telling me the amount, but no more than X amount of dollars.
We don't. We just do a card.
What, you don't buy each other Christmas presents?
Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
No, we decided that we would rather take the money we would spend on one another and put it into our vacation fund. We have a vacation fund because we enjoy vacations, enjoy going to Mexico. And obviously, when you do a trip out of the country, it's not cheap. And so, you know, once you hit 50, you look at those kind of things a little differently. You'll experience that one day.
You're not going to buy your wife anything for Christmas.
I always get her a Christmas card. I usually get her, you know, something little, but not anything that's worth saying you put a price tag on. It's usually something like that. I mean, what do you buy a woman that's got everything?
Oh, no. Hey, I feel my... absolutely. What do you buy her? I don't know.
I'm telling
what
you.
What about...
Once you hit 50... You'll come to me and you'll say, hey, man,
very,
I get it.
Very long time to go before that happens.
You're only 4 years away.
Five. So we have that, you know, X amount you're allowed to spend. And then my wife's birthday is also on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'll never forget that one. You're still in the doghouse over that.
And there is no limit for birthday. That's the kicker. So I'm kind of getting the, you know, oh, you only spent this. Well, so I only spend that for Christmas, but there's no limit for birthday. So I got to go above and beyond. It's going to be rough.
You know, I remember you got just crucified however many years ago that's been, 8, 9, 10 years ago, because it was, I think, the 40th, and you didn't really do anything
for the 40th.
Yeah. And you were saying it's because it's on Christmas and so on and so on. And I get it. I wasn't disagreeing with what your explanation was. However, it didn't hold 1 cent worth of credibility with Mrs. Orr.
Yeah.
So, you know,
one star would not recommend doing that for your wife. Like, yeah, make a big deal out of the 40th. I never knew that was a thing, because I don't make big things out of my birthday.
Well, I don't either. Then, whatever. But you're not a female.
No, very true.
But what you might want to consider is saying, listen, your birthday is so special. Let's celebrate your birthday on November the 25th every year. Then that way we can just really make it extra nice, and we're not having to share anything with another holiday. Then that way you get 2 months worth of love and attention, appreciation, and I just think you're deserving and worthy of that. You ought to consider that.
Yeah.
It'd probably be easier on you as well.
Man, but then that's Thanksgiving. I don't know. It's
yeah, but Thanksgiving's it's just on part the 29th, I think. And usually you don't, Thanksgiving this year is on the 28th.
But I think for her 50th, which is a long way away, right?
Yeah,
I have to say that.
Even though the 40th was about 9 years ago.
So we think we're going to do a cruise, and that'll count. We're going to do hopefully a Disney cruise and take a little bit on that with some friends. That'd be fun.
For the 50th birthday?
Yeah.
Have you done a cruise before?
We've done a cruise, but we haven't done a Disney cruise, and we're going to go for Halloween.
Get the wallet out.
So, listen.
You add the name Disney to it, and it turns to double.
If I don't ever go to Disney World again, I'm fine. But, yes, it's crazy. But anyway.
Well, good luck with all that.
I was
that.
Just curious. So.
No, of course, this year we're going to South Florida to visit her family. So that's a huge gift for me as it is. But nevertheless, we have a great Christmas no matter what. Whether
you just sit around and look, you don't even give. That's so.
Well, we get to see each other.
I'm going to talk to Kim.
We get to see each other because we don't get to see each other Monday through Friday because of our schedule.
Probably why y'all still like each other this long into marriage.
That's why we're still in love.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
That's the key of staying in love.
Stay away from one another.
All right, let's get into the driver's standings before we turn this into a Dr. Phil show of the NASCAR Cup Series. And this is the way the season ended, as we all know. Joey Logano walked away with the cup, and his fellow teammate walked away with second place. He was 5 points behind the leader. William Byron came in third, driving for Hendrick Motorsports. Tyler Reddick was the only Toyota to make it in to the Final Four, driving for 2311. This is their third year in the NASCAR Cup Series. I would say that they achieved making it into the Final Four. They have a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, the only way, like, you consider the Final Four not a success full season is if you're a past champion and you've already been there and you want to win a championship. But even then, I mean, if you're Ryan Blaney, you can't call this a non-successful year.
Well, I'm thinking about with 23-11.
Oh, they have, yeah, over the moon. This is great.
When you go up against the King of the Hills with Penske, Hendrick, and Gibbs, and you've only been in the Cup Series 3 years, and you've got a driver you put in the Final Four, I mean, that has a lot. That's a big statement. In fifth spot, Christopher Bell. Sixth, Kyle Larson. Seventh, Chase Elliott. Denny Hamlin did not end the season as I expected. Came in eighth. Alex Bowman in ninth. And tenth, Martin Truex Jr., as he just put an end to running full-time in the NASCAR Cup Series.
So there you have it. The final four in the standings.
Big final win. Ten.
Final ten, but the final four that matter. Joey Logano, third championship win. Big for him. Ryan Blaney almost. William Byron. Tyler Reddick. I was personally pulling for Tyler, but only so he could win a championship and be suing NASCAR at the same time. I love that, but it's not going to happen this year.
Yeah, that would have been a fairy tale ending.
Do you bring your championship trophy into the courthouse and set it there when you're talking to it?
And then there's all this interaction the champion has to do that NASCAR is catering and chauffeuring you around and carrying you to all the shows and media appearances. Yeah, let's bring in our championship driver. And by the way, we got to go to court tomorrow.
Well, that's the thing. When people ask you questions, say, I'm not at liberty to discuss my dealings with, no matter what the question, I'm not at liberty to discuss my dealings with NASCAR.
Yeah. But as I was thinking, reflecting on the season today, I think the season was a good one. I think we had a lot of competitive racing. I was impressed with from start to finish. The Final Four wasn't what I expected. Joey Logano getting a championship is a part of the season that I would have expected, especially being a two-time champion and being as competitive as he has. And then Penske Racing just always seems to be there at the end when the season counts. For the last 3 years, they've done outstanding. And used to, that was Hendrick Motorsports. It was always King of the Hill when it got to championship time.
I was almost the more surprising thing. You know, I think anybody knew Joey Logano would have a chance. But, you know, to get three, that is rarefied air. But, listen, the captain, Roger Penske's won three in a row. That literally hasn't been done since Hendrick. And that's when he had Jimmy Johnson winning five in a row. So that's a big deal. That shows you a team. Number one, it shows you don't have to have four to be a successful team. You can focus and be just as good, even better. And it shows you the captain still got the right people in the right places.
All right. We are presented to you by OptimizeU. We encourage you to check them out online at OptimizeU.com. And we are broadcasting to you from the OptimizeU studio here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. And when we come back, we'll dive into the world of NASCAR, news in the world of NASCAR, and wrap up today's show. We got that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, Chattanooga. Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeUCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You. Remember, normal is not optimal. And if that's the case, then Sean Whitfield is certainly optimal because he's not normal. We're here each and every Monday at 6 on Rock 105. The year is over. The season done. Joey Logano is your 2024 Cup champion. His third championship season, his third at Penske. Penske's third in a row since he won it 2 years ago, and Ryan Blaney won it last year. So the season comes to an end. We crown our champion, Joey Logano, number three for the man formerly known as Sliced Bread.
And be sure and join us next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105, as we have our final show of the 2024 NASCAR season. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to reflect as well as look ahead. And we got at least one guest, may have another. You never know. So it's going to be a fun hour of talking NASCAR and whatever else may come up. So join us again right here on Rock 105 next Monday at 6 p.m.
Are there any new categories for the Shawnees we should be on the lookout for?
Not unless you create some between now and next week.
I used to play a big role in
you're
the Shawnees,
one that created it,
and then you just stripped me of that title.
So I don't remember ever doing that.
I have stepped back. I think you just let you take care of it.
I think you just volunteered to step back on your own.
No, it just became something very important to you. You didn't like some of my choices.
You know, I still have the thing you made for me.
Was that Up to Speed?
No, the Shawnee.
Oh yeah,
of me and Rick Hendrick. I think
that was. Oh yeah, that was the picture I photoshopped.
Yeah,
you,
yeah,
of you hanging out with Rick Hendrick.
Yeah, and I think that was about 10 years ago.
I think it was more than that. Man, that was back in the day. I still had a Photoshop. That was a big deal, and I could do all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah.
But, Sean, we've been doing this show a lot longer than 10 years. So, I mean,
you and I have been together about 20. If I'm not mistaken, it was in the photo, it was Nextel.
Yeah. So
that'll go to show you how long that's been.
So one of the pictures that we posted for, that my wife posted for, I think, Halloween. We got a comment from James Beam on there, and he said, "Hello, legends." And
JB.
Yeah, JB said, "Looking good, legends." And so my wife replied back, "Thank you, legend." So, yeah, I mean, it's spanned the distance all the way back from JB. For me, Spain Man, JB, on to now.
You left out your one and only favorite.
Chris Van Dusel.
Yeah.
Van Dyke.
2004 and 5, we did every show for 2 years. Out at Will's Sports Bar.
Then we were at ESPN for a while. Yeah, we had a TV show for a couple years.
We had a TV show for about 5 or 6.
Golly.
If you had our years at Revan TV and then Fox and then Channel 3.
Yeah, crazy.
A lot of years, a lot of good times, and all those times talking NASCAR, and just think how the sport has changed. All the personalities that have came and gone.
All the guys we used to talk about have all retired now.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot has changed through the years. Hey, I want to give you a quick update on the NASCAR antitrust lawsuit with 2311 Front Row Motorsports in NASCAR. Preliminary injunction was denied because the charter and open agreements contain a release clause waiving the ability to sue NASCAR. Imagine that. Who would think NASCAR would have a contract that would prevent anybody from doing anything to them that they didn't want you to?
Is that illegal? Are you allowed to have those?
If you're NASCAR, you can do about anything you want. The 23X or 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsport organizations have sought an injunction to allow them to sign the agreement, preferably a charter agreement, while pursuing the lawsuit. U.S. District Court Judge Frank Whitney determined that those harms were speculative impacts, not definite ones that require an injunction. The plaintiffs have alleged that they will face a risk of irreparable harm. They have not significantly alleged presence, immediate, urgent, irreparable harm, but rather speculative. A bunch of legal jingle garbage here.
So basically NASCAR saying you're not allowed to sue us, and because you're suing us, you've missed the deadline to sign up for a charter. And they're basically saying you should allow us to sign up for a charter while we hash all this out, because it could do some serious damage, which NASCAR knows obviously it can. But
you said it well. And then lastly, the judge ruled that should facts change, the teams could file the preliminary injunction motion again. The teams can appeal the ruling of the U.S. Courts of Appeal. The ruling came down during NASCAR's annual State of the Sport Address news conference this past weekend at Phoenix. What happens next? The team could sign the open agreement. NASCAR currently says the charter agreement is completely off the table for those organizations, but then would have to argue that the clause releasing NASCAR of claims is not enforceable.
Yeah, a bunch of just gobbledygook.
Yeah.
Let the lawyers figure it out.
So, I mean, 2311 in Front Row Motorsports have put themselves in a somewhat dangerous position. But boy, if they come out on top, they could go from zero to hero.
Yeah, they're going to shape. And honestly, Sean, this is going to land somewhere in the middle. It always does.
Yeah.
NASCAR's going to back off and come down off of a few of their crazy rules. And 23XI is going to sign it so it can all be over with and we can get to the business of racing.
You know, a lot of people are, especially members of the media, are on the sideline going, we can't wait till it gets to the part where everybody has to start revealing their secrets. And NASCAR will be put in a position where they'll have to reveal secrets, and so will 2311. I think NASCAR will try to settle before they allow some of the secrets to get out in this thing. Because anytime you got a lawsuit like this, there's going to be information release that in a lot of situations, one or both parties really don't want to be public.
Remember when Brian France was divorcing his wife for the second time,
yeah,
or something, and that was basically discovery was going to come out, we were going to find out, well, and we ended up finding out a bunch of this stuff.
And then when he got busted for his DUI up in New York, there was information about his income and personal information about NASCAR that came out that NASCAR and the family had wanted to remain private. So yeah, there's things like that that we all could learn in the upcoming weeks. I'm going to be staying tuned and keeping my popcorn nearby, waiting to see what's going to happen next.
Yep, it'll all shake out and get worked out, and I can't wait, because nothing is as exciting as court drama in sports.
So who do you think is going to win next weekend?
Well, you know what? I think we're all going to win, Sean. All of our listeners. Because we'll be back one more time.
You know, we did pick, if I'm not mistaken, we did pick Joey Logano to be the champion.
We did. We picked Joey Logano, which is, you know, it was boring because we both picked the same guy. But listen, yeah, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I tell my wife. I always say 99.99. All right. Well, we want to thank all of you out there for taking your time to join us today. We'll be back here again next Monday, 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105. And again, we are presented by Optimize You. And if you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. And if you could be so kind to give us a review and give us a 5-star rating, we would certainly appreciate that. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the Randy